More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Community is important, particularly when it comes to our neighbors, which is why every year the Boise Neighborhood Interactive Conference brings people together to connect and discuss the future of our home. Joining us now to talk more about the conference is Nicole Carr, Energized Program Manager with the City of Boise. Nicole, welcome.
Thanks, Gemma.
So, Nicole, for those who aren't familiar with the Boise Neighborhood Interactive Conference, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. The Neighborhood Interactive is our annual conference and is hosted by the Energize program. We hold it each October. It's free and open to all Boiseans. And we focus our workshops around the city's priorities of housing, transportation, safety, climate action. And really the goal is to empower residents and provide tools and resources to make meaningful and lasting changes in our neighborhood.
So what issues will this year's conference be focusing on?
We'll have presenters from partner agencies like the Ada County Highway District. We'll have city staff presenting. And while there's no specific theme this year, our workshops will cover everything from compost and recycling programs, public safety, panels on neighborhood leadership, and community organizing. New this year, we'll host a guided walking tour through our River Street neighborhood. And I'm really excited about that because we're honoring the history of the Irma Hayman House and showcasing new and established affordable housing in the area.
You know, that area is, I think, so fascinating because just to see the Irma Hayman House, but to see all of that housing now, Nicole, it's really transformed that River Street area.
It really has. It's come a long way. And we're going to take advantage of that pioneer pathway, which connects the conference location, which is Jump Boise, to that River Street neighborhood.
And I think it's fair to say the city of Boise has some big goals when it comes to our community's sustainability. I'm curious, do you have any tips, I mean, big or small, for how neighborhoods can become more sustainable themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. On a neighborhood level, I think most impact for sustainability would be around our community gardens. Our Curbit program offers a lot of resources for recycling and compost programs and the things that we do day to day to have the most impact. We'll highlight those with two different sessions at our conference this Saturday.
Why do you think discussions like these are important? I mean, especially when it comes to collaborating and planning for the future, not just of our community, but really any community.
I think the strength of our community really comes from our neighborhoods and the people who call Boise home. And the basis of the Energize program is to engage our neighborhood associations. And when folks are engaged, our entire community thrives. And so when people come together, that's how community is built. And it's right within our neighborhoods that these projects are taking place, that these that the action is happening. And I think that's why it's important for this type of conference for our community.
Can you tell us a little bit about what else people can expect at the conference? Because my understanding is you'll actually be having some workshops as well.
Yes, we'll have workshops that revolve around all of those topics. Like I was saying, the city's strategic priorities. Mm-hmm. We'll have the Boise Bicycle Project. We'll talk about how bicycles are used as a tool for connection. The Ada County Highway District will have a workshop on alternative transportation, so walking, biking, scootering, for commuter ride. And our keynote speaker is Shannon McGuire. She's the Chief Empowerment Officer at Spark Creative Solutions. And we invited her to speak on what it means to be an Idahoan and how when we work together, it empowers us to create cooperative motivation and change. And Shannon recently produced a movie called Potato. And so I'm really curious to view that movie. I guess it embodies the values of, the way I understand it, embodies the values of community and a sense of belonging and connection to our state. Mm-hmm. Shannon had some work with the city years ago in creating the Energize program. So it's come full circle.
Do you know, Nicole, if neighborhoods have been able to make improvements or maybe put action plans in place based off of your past conferences?
Yes, we've seen from the tools and resources offered through the Energize program and through the Neighborhood Interactive, most of the projects and tools offered really revolved around like neighborhood cleanups, mural implementations, those community gardens. And so we're really giving folks the how-to on how to host a community event, how to hold a neighborhood cleanup, and how to bring people together and have the farthest reach.
So, Nicole, remind people when and where the conference is taking place.
Sure. The conference is this Saturday, October 19th at JUMP. And although registration is now closed, this is an annual conference. So we hope to see folks at next year's event in October. Be sure that you're following the City of Boise socials and encourage you to sign up for the weekly newsletter In the Know, where we share all of the happenings around the city.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today about this. Appreciate the conversation.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.